Good morning. It is Friday, March 13th. Now, this has been a crazy week. We have this stuff going on with the coronavirus. I was out sick for a couple of days. No coronavirus. But I work in the medical field, so it's been a little crazy. My kids have been out of school this week for spring break. Now, the school says they're going to be off again next week. We have people on television blaming the president for it, making it worse, making people panic. I was in Walmart yesterday with my husband. There is no toilet paper. When we were in another store, there was barely any water. So it's all just a lot of craziness. And it's actually, and I was thinking how, you know, you used to watch movies that would show the future. And it was like, it was kind of like that. Like, people just, long lines in the store, people panicking, buying up stuff in the store, hoarding stuff. But the thing that I think about is I'm going to trust in God. That's it. I'm going to trust in Him. Because all of this is supposed to happen. You know, we are living in the last days. So that's why you need to make sure you have your trust in Him. Not in this world. Because if you look around at the world and look at what they're talking about, they're not talking about Jesus. You know, following Him. It's all about satisfying their earthly, just their flesh. That's all it is. You know, and it's like, I don't even like watching the news because it's like I start watching it and listening to it and it starts making me ill because, and this is something I've thought about recently, the people in the media, they don't care about you and me. We're not important to them because when they're all on TV talking, they're all talking to each other. It doesn't matter what we think because they're trying to push a narrative, and it doesn't matter that there's a lot of people who don't think like them. Those are the people that they make fun of, that they think we're stupid, that we don't believe in science. Especially if you're a Christian, you don't believe in science, which is ridiculous. That doesn't even make sense, but it's a narrative that's pushed. So sometimes it's just better turn off the TV. I mean, you can if you want to get updates on certain things, but I can't sit there and watch the so-called news anymore because it's not news. They're not telling you what's going on. They're putting their political spin on it, or they're putting their bias on it. That's why it's really hard to watch it or listen to it. But all in all, what I'm saying is trust in God. That's the most important thing you can do at this time, is trust in Him. If you're not a believer, you need to find a church, you need to read your Bible and trust in Him. Okay, thank you. Have a good day.